Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Do you have a battle going on in your mind some of the time, or are you having it all the time? Is it every day? What is the enemy, Satan, speaking or even telling you to do in your mind? Let me give you some examples, if I may. I cannot wait any longer for my spouse. You should hear what they're saying to me. Why would I wait any longer? This is too hard. I need to get on with my life. My spouse, you don't know, they're never going to change. Or my spouse keeps telling me they're never coming home, so why am I waiting? I'm not a good enough Christian. You don't understand. I am not the Christian I should be. So why would God restore my marriage? Wait a minute, Charlene. You don't understand. I was the one that caused the marriage problems. I was the one that deserved to have my spouse never come home because I was the one that was unfaithful. I was the one that treated my husband so bad that I know why they left. Is that what the enemy is saying to you? Or is the enemy saying to you, really? You really believe that God spoke to you? Do you believe that what he said to you is really God speaking to you? Or was it just your thoughts, just your hopes and your dreams? They're never going to come true. Do you really believe that was God? Whoa, I think I stomped on about 20 feet at least. I know that when I was standing, I was having a battle. I was having a battle. I divorced Bob. Remember, God? Remember, I got very upset, and everybody told me I should divorce him. So I did, and I had the escape clause. And now you're telling me 2 months down after the divorce, I am supposed to stand and pray and forgive him and love him unconditionally and keep no record of wrongs? That's unconditional love. You know what? We've got to come to the point that we understand that the enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy not only your spouse, but he's out to destroy us. And if he can destroy you and get you on a detour road off of your Christian walk that God wants you to follow him, and you go on a detour road, you are going to go into the wilderness, and you're not going to be on fire, you're not going to feel the presence of the Lord, and you're not going to be happy. Let me tell you, we need to crucify our thoughts and be made new into having the right attitude. So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to 24. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self, to be created like God in true righteousness and holiness. When we turn our lives over to our Lord Jesus Christ, we say no to the old flesh. We say, no, we're not going to do this. We're just going to do what the Lord wants us to do. We've got to understand that we're going to be battling the enemy, but we need to be made new in the attitude of our mind. And we've got to say, Lord, create my mind to be more like Jesus. It says in verse 24, to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. That has got to be our goal each and every day. We need to say, you know, Lord, I'm going to sell out to you. I am going to walk into holiness living and Christ-like living. And even though I may blow it each and every day, I am going to stand up and say, okay, Lord, I've failed today, but Lord, forgive me. And here I am again. Teach me and show me what I did wrong, and teach me and show me how I can do it better next time. You personally are battling thoughts in your mind, but so is every one of us, and every one of us are being tempted to fall or to do things that we should not be doing.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.